Currently 37 degrees in Lynchburg with some rain falling. Appomattox is 35 with rain. Bedford has 40 degrees. Roanoke 42, along with Salem. Danville has 31 degrees.
So Danville's still out there?
Well, you know, they like to keep it cool in Danville.
They're definitely cool down there. Mm-hmm. We've had him on the show before. It's 8:06. Jacob Mast, he is with Poplar Grove, and you guys are really doing some pretty cool things. Member by December initiative that's been going on. How's things going up there at the golf club?
Yeah, thank you. It's going great, Mark. Thanks for having me on the show this morning. It's been a really good fall for us, growing the grass in. It's a bent grass golf course, so it's been loving this cooler temperatures. Mm-hmm. We're in great shape. The superintendent's done a phenomenal job with a lot of sod work, and you know, we're really primed for a great weekend with the warm weather coming up this Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
So check us out.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 70 degrees, I think, on Friday. That's why I was inviting.
Well, I was asking him, I said, do they golf year-round? Apparently, yes, they do.
Yeah. Yes, they do. There are dedicated golfers that will play wind, rain, sleet, snow. I've seen them all.
So before, and we were going to get into some details here, but I mentioned during the break there that a friend of mine wanted to meet Bobby Boudreaux up there, and his name's Kevin. He golfs, and he's taking some lessons with you guys. How's Bobby doing?
Bobby's doing great. You know, he's still as funny as ever, mm-hmm. looking, that is. And Bobby's he's a hoot. He comes out there once in a while and hangs out, says a few one-liner Cajun jokes, and it's a great time. And
moves on.
That's right.
Let's talk a little bit about the fact that Sam Snead designed this course. It's ranked number 14 in Virginia by Golf Digest magazine. That's a pretty big deal for us here locally to have such a golf course.
Oh, well, definitely. You know, Sam Snead is a legend in the game. Recently, Tiger Woods tied his record of 82 PGA Tour wins.
Wow.
Snead didn't design too many golf courses, so to have it right here in our backyard, mm-hmm. In Amherst, Virginia, is a pretty remarkable thing. And we're really excited to see his legacy revitalized, mm-hmm. and improved, and really restoring his ideas of Poplar Grove and what it should look like. And we're excited for the future.
Good. You mentioned Tiger Woods. I want to ask you that, and then we're going to talk about maybe how somebody could get a gift for the a little stocking stuffer, possibly, for a membership. But let's talk about Tiger, because he resurfaced over the last couple of days talking about how he's going to have a limited golf career after the car accident.
Well, he posted a video, I think, last week of him hitting a golf shot, and that got the entire golf world buzzing, because it is the Tiger Woods effect. He doesn't move the needle, he is the needle. Mm-hmm. It's really remarkable what he's done in his career. No one's ever going to accomplish something like that in the modern era. The opportunity, the chance that he can come back and at least play on a limited schedule gets everyone excited. They want to see him play, and deservedly so.
Yeah, this is almost like the golf world stock market just rose a bunch that day that video surfaced.
Definitely. But, Tiger Woods is back in the conversation. And, mm-hmm. and honestly, just it highlights again the accomplishments of guys like Sam Snead, who had such lengthy careers and were able to maintain injury-free and win in their 50s. So if Tiger can do that, he'll definitely break Snead's record. But it'll be a matter of if he can stay healthy and come back from that horrific injury.
Yeah. So Christmas around the corner here. How might someone be able to get a package from you, and what would that package look like?
And can I just say, men are the hardest
to buy for.
Yeah. It's so difficult. Mm-hmm. So this is, ladies, listen up if you've got a golfer in the family.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a couple opportunities. If you're looking to get your husband a year-long membership, we have the great opportunity at Poplar Grove. They get a free set of Titleist irons, which we do have an initiation fee, which is $1,250, mm-hmm. But that basically pays for your irons, which is a $1,300 value.
Right.
So you have monthly dues. You can get your husband a membership at the club. But if you want to get something smaller, you can get a gift certificate, dollar amount, of a mm-hmm. couple rounds of golf. You could certainly get some of the items in our golf shop. We have golf balls with our logo on it. We got stocking hats. We got all sorts of polos and pullovers. Really mm-hmm. good, high-quality stuff. So you can definitely check it out. Just stop by the golf shop or call in sometime and ask, hey, what do you have in there? We'd love to help you out.
Let's go back to the clubs for a second. So basically, you're almost getting the clubs for, what, $50? Am I getting the math right?
You're getting the clubs for free, essentially.
Yeah, for free, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. that's that sounds like a nice investment for somebody that really wants it. And these, I don't know much about golf clubs. I had a very short golf career because after I finally got clubs and got into this in my 40s, I hurt my back, and that was pretty much the end of it.
Sure.
But, you know, a good set of golf clubs, you know, that are, you know, there's buying for the short term, and then there's buying for the long term. Mm-hmm. Is this set of clubs a good long term set of clubs that you're talking about?
Definitely. Titleist is one of the best leading industry okay. clubs in the country and the world, really. Instead of irons will last you 5 years, so it's a very good investment. You can get them customized to what you want.
Sure.
So it's a great opportunity. We've partnered with Titleist in this endeavor, and mm-hmm. they've been very supportive of our efforts. And again, it's a great opportunity to start off 2022 with a membership at the 14th ranked golf course in Virginia and have some new clubs to break in the new year with.
Yeah, so this is a long-term game, too. This is a sport that you can play, you know, minus any back injuries.
Sure, sure.
It's a game you can play well into your 70s and even 80s. Your dad is still out there playing golf
so great.
At a competitive level at age 70. Talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Well, my dad first joined the PGA Tour in 1974. He played with Billy Casper. That's kind of dating him a little bit. He's mm-hmm. he's one of the old guard. And dad is still playing competitively. He shot three rounds lower than his age last week at the regional qualifier for the Champions Tour Q School. And he's going to tee it up next week, December 7th through 10th, down in Tampa, Florida, mm-hmm. and try to get fully exempt status for 2022. So he can play with Bernhard Langer and you know, Fred Couples and all those guys that are out there on the senior tour.
And for somebody that's maybe, you know, a lot of us go out to eat and we'll go and spend, because she'll tell you I talk about food a lot. but you spend sometimes 90 minutes to 2 hours, and you just, this is where you get to catch up with people. Being out on the course, even though I did it for a short time, that same experience happens. Deals are made, mm-hmm. Conversations, relationships are built. Talk about what it's like sometimes just unexpectedly. You're going out to hit 9 or 18, and something amazing happens in your relationship with somebody.
Sure. That's one of my favorite parts of the job is connecting people who I think would make good friends and mm-hmm. and introducing people. Hey, play with so-and-so. You know, he's in town today. He's going to have 2 o'clock tee time. And it's one of my favorite parts of the job, really, is connecting people to make friendships because they last for a lifetime.
Right.
You got 4.5 hours typically, sometimes less or more, whether mm-hmm. you're playing 9 or 18. And you get to really know someone on the golf course in a good way or a bad way, whether they're slamming clubs or whether they're having
sure.
a good time. But it really is. Golf is a community out there at Poplar Grove that I've really enjoyed helping to build and promote and get people to enjoy their lives better.
Yeah. We're talking to Jason Mast. He's from the Poplar Grove Golf Club. What is the youngest golfer that you've had out at the course?
Shoot, some of our members have their kids come out there. I think Preston, he's probably 4 years old, 3 or 4 years
four.
Old, and he can hit the ball pretty solid.
Aww.
So yeah, he's a good little golfer.
So if I have somebody who's young like that, and I see some potential, I've played maybe some putt-putt golf with him, he's got a pretty good putt. What what would it look like for me to say I want to get lessons for my kid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would definitely seek out a PGA professional who can mm-hmm. help your child mm-hmm. To get better. The main thing is to keep it fun. I see
yeah.
a lot of parents, you know, make their kids do certain things. Mm-hmm. Encourage them, let them have fun, let them jump. Hey, hit the ball as hard as you can, swing at it hard.
Right.
And if they miss it, great swing, you know, and keep it exciting, keep it fun, and make them have games. Give them games.
It's always
to do.
Fun to hit stuff.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
It always is. But yeah, you want to keep it fun, exciting,
sure.
and enjoyable atmosphere.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here, and this is just because this is how my brain works. Poor Janet has to deal with it daily. The funniest golf movie and the funniest golf scene, and it can be from a different movie. Overall, funniest golf
but
movie.
But it needs to have Bob Barker in it.
Well, no. Yeah, really. And funniest golf scene
sure.
Out of a movie.
Sure. Well, I think when you think funny golf movie, you automatically think Adam Sandler
right.
and Happy Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
That always comes to mind. Sadly, that's how most people got introduced to the idea of golf.
Right.
You know, my favorite scene from that movie, I mean, just there's so many. I think like Janet just mentioned, the little fight there with Bob
yeah.
Barker, that's what's one of the top
so
ones.
Great.
I like the some of the one-liners that who's the nemesis in the movie. Shooter McGavin always
mm-hmm.
says, you know,
yeah.
oh, 5-iron, huh? Well, you're fired, you know, things like that. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
All right, now I'm going to, the mood swing goes the other direction. And there's not a lot of I'm aware of anyways, serious, like we talked about, it was the anniversary of the release of Brian's song in 1971, the story of Brian Piccolo and Gale Sayers. And amazing movie. Is there a good golf movie out there that would maybe be something good to watch with my kid to kind of get him inspired?
I think my favorite golf movie when it comes to, you know, realistic movies is the Francis We Met story.
Okay.
It's called The Greatest Game Ever Played. Shia LaBeouf, he it came out 15 years ago maybe. Mm-hmm. And it's the true story of the teenager who took on the giants of the game at the time, Harry Vardon and Ted Ray. And, you know, it's embellished, it's Hollywood, but
yeah.
The overall idea of the story is true, and he, you know, ended up winning the U.S. Open at a young age, and
wow.
Was the youngest U.S. Open champion at the time. It was in the 1920s.
Okay.
Early in the 20th century.
Right.
Great story.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jacob, it's always good to have you in the studio and talk about what you guys are doing out there just north of us here where we're sitting. Give the website out if somebody wants to just check you out and just see what's going on in the month of December and beyond.
Sure. PoplarGroveGolf.com. We do our very active Facebook page. You can look us up there on Facebook, Poplar Grove Golf Club. We have a fun event coming up this Saturday. It's the Winter Two-Man Tournament. I already got 20 teams signed up.
Nice.
So check it out there on the Facebook page. We'd love to get a few more in before the end of the week.
All right. Awesome. Hey, thanks for stopping by again.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Take care. Have a Merry Christmas.
Same deal.
It is 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. Janet and I will be back with some local stories, and who knows what's going to unfold. I'm sure there'll be a food story in there because we have one more Five and Dine coming up here around 8:45. It's the Morning Jam on Hump Day, December 1st.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. We are the Virginia Talk Radio Network. We are the Morning Jam.
Rocking around Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
It's official.
Yeah.
Our first Christmas jingle.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time to play it up. Have fun with it.
We're going to.
Hey, it's also time to be kind. We remind you every Tuesday when we mm-hmm. do Come to the Table Tuesday. We would love for you to send in your entry to have your name drawn out to have lunch with up to 10 of your cohorts. 434-248-0704 is our text number. Just text us your name and who would you break bread with?
Mm-hmm.
We think it's important now more than ever to come together, have yeah. discussions, maybe not always with people who think exactly like you do. Mm-hmm. And we are doing this thanks to Honey Baked Ham. They're providing us the meals
yeah,
that we're
are.
Giving away. Harvest Baptist Church, where they remind you it's time to be kind. And our new sponsor.
Yeah, Lifestyle Relocation Solutions. Thanks to those folks, Gwen and the gang, for standing with us and standing with Come to the Table Tuesdays.
And we had a winner yesterday from the Central Virginia Credit Union,
mm-hmm.
and we look forward to having another winner next Tuesday. It could be you.
That's
but
right.
you gotta send that in. Well, somebody that hasn't been kind has been social media. Bill Nye, the science guy, even though he's not a scientist.
He's not?
No!
He's just an actor playing a scientist?
Are you serious? You didn't know that?
I know very little about Bill Nye.
Well, no, he is not a scientist at all.
Dang.
It's kind of like, you know, Fauci is a doctor. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
he really is a doctor. Whatever. He is being roasted for some propaganda that
right.
he put up on TikTok where it's Bill Nye and President Biden together, basically touting that just insane amount of money. And talking about what a great thing it is. Here's a little bit from the video. This is him and Joe talking about how infrastructure's cool. We love infrastructure.
You're using my lines here.
I really am a believer in this. You know, I'm old enough.
to remember when the U.S. was the leader
Amtrak
in innovation.
Joe.
That's what we're driving at, Bill.
Driving. Yes, we love driving.
Yes, we do.
And electric cars are the future. They're clean. They're efficient. They're quiet.
Is that him
we're
hitting Joe?
500,000 charging stations. And we want to electrify our ground transportation so we don't have this carbon in the atmosphere. I say all the time, Article 1, Section 8,
camera.
Clause 8, the progress of science and useful arts. It's in the Constitution. Come on, everybody. What's not to love? We're just trying to change
the
world.
It's in the Constitution?
Here, people. We're going to change the world.
Infrastructure is cool. Isn't that what we do nowadays?
Oh,
please,
boy.
Lord, deliver me.
Yeah. Okay. Infrastructure isn't cool if it's going to push us further over the brink to bankruptcy.
It's human infrastructure,
yeah.
Mark.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
we've
gosh.
Been investing for the war on poverty since the 60s. Who's winning that war?
I mean, he
poverty.
Literally referred to him as Amtrak Joe. That whole thing was a lie.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. He's being roasted pretty good, though.
I feel like the guy in the FedEx commercial. We don't give French benefits. Bill Nye is not a scientist.
No, he has a mechanical engineering degree.
Oh.
President of the Lafayette Company tweeted, if they're just letting any guy with a mechanical engineering degree weigh on infrastructure, my dad's got some opinions. Others calling it insanely demented.
Yeah.
Cringeworthy. Oh, it is cringeworthy.
Mm-hmm.
When he kind of, you know, looks at the camera
and winks.
Gives a little winky wink.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Did he sniff Bill's hair?
I know.
That's in the outtakes.
And they're not wearing masks. What is that about?
No way.
No, I know.
Gee.
And oh my goodness, Biden looks so just...
Well, they're trying to make him be hip in this, and he's probably slouched over and...
Well, he didn't have his sunglasses on in this one.
Yeah, should have had the sunglasses.
One person said, calling Joe Biden Amtrak Joe is a bigger indictment than Bill Nye realizes. Amtrak's a money pit.
Mm-hmm.
It lost $700 million last year.
That's just last year?
Well, but let's be fair. Public transportation, everything just kind of took. I mean, that's like talking about how the airlines are a failure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people couldn't fly. They couldn't.
Yeah.
So I don't know that was fair. But
it has been a black hole, though. Amtrak's been a black hole for money for years.
Somebody said getting older is realizing that Bill Nye was a government propaganda, even in elementary school.
Wow.
Somebody put Michael Scott up. Why are you the way you are? Wow. Yeah, it's interesting. If you're wanting to watch something truly cringeworthy, you might want to check that one out. Or maybe you would not, because it's terrible. Hey, did you go ahead and put in to watch those movies, those Christmas movies, so you could
No.
Get
this was at the end of the show yesterday. Yeah, getting paid $2,500.
Yeah.
To watch 25 films in 25 days.
Yeah. And it's not too late to do that. You have until December 3rd.
I don't have the time. That's the problem. Time is of the essence.
It's just, I mean, some Christmas movies aren't even an hour long.
Yeah.
You get Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah. Oh, well, if you're talking about some of those shorties.
I may
yeah.
or may not have watched Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay.
And Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Okay.
Fair enough. That could have happened.
What about Love Actually? That's considered a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
It is a whacked out movie. It's like...
I did watch it, though. That's
Boston,
the one where they were doing Love Is All Around when the guy comes out and he's making the Christmas song.
And the lobster and all that stuff.
I don't know. I was decorating.
It's like, it's like
it
blending Ally McBeal, Boston Legal, and what other off-the-wall show do you
but
know?
But it's probably... I mean, it's pretty popular.
Yeah,
but there's so many now, I can't even keep up. You know, there's Christmas at the Castle and Christmas in... There's so many Christmas movies
right.
off of Hallmark and Lifetime and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, my wife won't watch. What's the gal's name who was the love interest on Wonder Years? The brunette.
Winnie Cooper.
Yeah.
She's very popular.
She's a Hallmark. She's in that bullpen of Hallmark actresses. And I watched one the other night. She goes, no, just can't do it. She can't watch her on a Hallmark movie. So,
oh, my gosh.
And then, of course, you know, what's her name, who basically carries the whole network. Is it Candace? No. From Full House.
Yeah, Yeah, Candace Burke.
Yeah, yeah, she's
Cameron.
In a lot of them. And I'm, you know, I like watching the ones that she's in, especially the one that she, it was a Time Warp one from the
I'm
40s.
I'm pleased to say I haven't seen any of them.
Oh.
Ever.
Well, okay.
Do you have a shirt that says this is my Hallmark movie watching shirt? Oh my gosh, you do.
Shh.
You have one.
Shh.
I can tell by looking at your face.
Stop.
Do you
Stop.
Have one?
Stop.
Is it a onesie?
No,
that would
it's
be
not
even
a onesie.
Better. Okay.
My niece made it for us.
Lord, deliver me.
Yeah, well, we would go down to Alabama. We did it for like 3 Thanksgivings, and that's when it would start. And the 1 year we went down, she had the shirts waiting for us as gifts. So, yeah, I have the shirt. So does my wife.
Hmm. Okay.
So.
All righty then. Hey, coming up, we've got your state and local headlines. I'd like a picture of that, please, to put up on the Facebook
page. I wanted
page.
The socks. They are extremely expensive. I am not going to spend that kind of money.
If you can read that, does it have a thing on the bottom of it that says, if you can read this, get out from in front of the TV?
That's, no, but I like that.
Yeah, I don't think they exist, but you should make that
Well,
up.
There's some that have the Hallmark messages on the bottom.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Deliver me.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, we do have Kimberly McBroom is going to be on the way. She's going to be breaking down some stories from the South Side, Roanoke, and Lynchburg.
Okay.
And we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. I've got a story about state enrollment in Virginia public schools.
Okay.
Are we getting back to those pre-pandemic levels? Not so much.
Okay. I have a couple people texting me. My sister-in-law is reminding me we have a Hallmark blanket.
Oh,
and then my brother-in-law, who's an over-the-road truck driver.
Why are you encouraging this, people? No.
He says, don't worry, you're not the only guy that watches Hallmark movie. I got to tell you, my sister-in-law, Cindy, she hates it when my brother would watch Fox News, right? My brother Doug got into so many Hallmark movies, she says, please put Fox News on. I can't take another Hallmark movie.
I'm with you. I'm with you, sister.
There's a lot of guys that watch these Hallmark movies.
That's funny.
Same movie.
My other radio partner did that. I'm like a magnet for this stuff. Oh, jeez.
8:31, CBS News Brief next. And then Hallmark all weekend.
No. And currently we have 38 degrees in Lynchburg, 43 in Bedford, where it's now raining. Amherst, Monroe area has 37 raining there, 33 in Danville, 43 in Salem and Roanoke. So it looks like, you know, we could have some damp spots here and there.
Okay. All right. Animal shelters hit capacity as people are returning these pandemic pets. You wanted a cat and a dog during the pandemic for companionship, I guess. Well, they're being returned. We've had these stories happen before. Stephanie Rogers, a volunteer with Friends of Bedford County Animal Shelter Rescue Group, said, and she says that the intake of owners surrendering their pets is really high, and adoptions for these pets and other pets is really low. So obviously that would cause an issue. The Lynchburg Humane Society is also talking about this as well. They want to make sure the folks at Bedford County Animal Shelter are helping you out with some application fees, specifically for cats and the adoption. So they want to, you know, make sure all these pets are being spayed and neutered. You know, that way, you know, they don't have to be their offspring doesn't have to be euthanized. We have to find homes, obviously, for these animals first, cats and dogs, but specifically the cat population is really high at the animal shelter in Bedford. A go-by holiday happiness event is going to be on December 11th, and you can find out more information about some adoption deals then from your friends at the Bedford County Animal Shelter. And, of course, Lynchburg Humane Society, Roanoke, Southside as well, experiencing the same thing. So this would be a nice way to help out, maybe a financial gift to these folks. They're waiving some of these adoption fees to encourage people. But, you know, just dig in the pocket a little bit and help these folks out. They also need volunteers because the staffing they've experienced, as most businesses, is low because of folks not coming back because of the pandemic.
Well, state data is showing that enrollment in Virginia's public schools has not returned to pre-pandemic levels. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that last year, 44,000 students left the state public schools. The number of students lagged by 46,000 students this year compared to 2019. Much of the loss is in early grade levels. About 80,000 kindergartners enrolled last school year, nearly 12,000 fewer than the previous year. This year, kindergarten enrollment grew to around 87, which is an increase, but not to pre-pandemic levels. The enrollment loss could affect how much the legislature is willing to offer in local budgets unless it holds school districts harmless for enrollment losses like last year. We've talked about that on the air. Mm-hmm. You want the schools to get in line.
Right.
That's the only thing that's going to work. You've got to hit them where they live. Mm-hmm. And as more people are seeing what's happening in our government schools,
yes.
basically,
yes.
More people are choosing to homeschool their children, mm-hmm. use the co-op methods.
Because you can still do sports and those kinds
online,
of things.
The online methods of educating their children. And I've talked to several parents who said, you know, they feel like their kids are getting a better education.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nothing against our local teachers. Our teachers' hands are tied.
Right.
When they work for public schools, mm-hmm. Many times. So,
yeah.
And I can tell you, if my kids had been small when we went through all this, I wouldn't be sitting here. I'd be right. homeschooling my kids.
Right.
So,
oh,
I get
I'd figure out a way to remote in between classes. So right. what do you think, Janet? Be FaceTiming you.
I think I'm having a parent-teacher conference. It's not going well.
Oh, gosh.
Look, I'm grateful I didn't have to do it.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I could have if I needed to. But, because there's so many more resources now.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Than there used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, if you listen to the beginning of the show, you found out pretty quickly today is National Christmas Light Day.
Yeah.
And we talked about it. Go to our SoundCloud page and find out all the goodies that we did in that first half hour and click on the Morning Jam Eye Opener and today's date. Go to SoundCloud by typing in the Morning Jam on VTRN and then start typing in today's date. It'll autofill for you. I'll have that uploaded by noon today. Hmm. Anyway, National Christmas Lights Day, and it's the celebration of lights in Lynchburg. That begins today and carries all the way through the end of the month. Of course, due to COVID-19, womp, womp, womp,
really?
It was canceled last year, and organizers say it's back and it's better than ever. This year is built, they've built in historical attributes of the Lynchburg into the displays. Rachel Smith with Parks and Recreation says she knows the community is looking forward to it. And you know, the folks that are going to enjoy seeing it are almost as happy as the folks that got to put their labor of love into practice. There's going to be carriage rides, but they've already been sold out. That's amazing already.
Wow.
So you can still check it out. Santa Claus is going to make an appearance this Friday during the pedestrian walk. You can also send, you know, your letter to Santa. Janet, what were you saying you wanted to get earlier? I think it was some kind of a gift. Maybe you were just mentioning how hard it was to get for, you know, Christmas gifts.
Oh, it's very difficult.
You can write Santa. You have until the 15th.
And say, "Dear Santa, you figure it out."
Santa's not experiencing apparently any of these shortages and or the the supply chain issues. We hope not. Anyway, I think they should remake the Santa Claus and have it to deal with, you know. And if you get Tim Allen, which I know he's a closet conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Get him to pay.
And even not so much a closet.
Yeah. Get him to play another Santa Claus movie where he slays the liberal dragons and the supply chains and everything. That would be fun.
We'll see how that works.
And then we get Bruce Willis in on it, and we smash it up, and it's called Die Hard the Santa Claus.
Wow. Smash your brain is all over the place. So this time of year, we start seeing a lot of fundraisers and that type thing. You've purchased one of the trees from the Festival of Trees.
Yeah,
the
Trees of
like
Hope
that.
And all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There is a new one coming into the Roanoke area. Fashions for Evergreens 2021.
Nice.
It's not new, but it is back. Mm-hmm. It's a tree decorating contest for the Roanoke Valley community, and it decks the halls at the Hotel Roanoke, which is a beautiful place in and of itself. The 2020 Fashions for Evergreens event was conducted in a virtual manner due to coronavirus this year. Though, organizers say families are welcome to get into the holiday spirit mm-hmm. by taking a self-guided tour through the hotel, taking festive portraits, and voting with their dollars for the best dressed tree. And they say that they're grateful to be able to hold mm-hmm. Fashions for Evergreens virtually last year, but they're excited about being back in person this year. United Way of Roanoke Valley says that this event generated $11,854 in 2019, an all-time high for fundraising. Now, a total of 12 organizations and businesses are set to compete for the People's Choice Award through monetary votes, with the contest proceeds going to the United Way of the Roanoke Valley.
Okay.
So there's some pretty cool-looking trees there. I like it.
So, speaking of plants... of a different sort.
Okay, not trees necessarily. Yeah. Gotcha.
Former Roanoke postal worker admits to stealing marijuana from package.
How did he know? That's what it was.
I don't know.
Did he like adopt one of those drug sniffing dogs? That's not a service
the processing
dog.
Center.
That's an old police dog he's got in there.
Derek Jamar Hewitt, 34, pleaded guilty to stealing the contents of a package. It makes me wonder if he was just kind of going through packages and, hey, this one's got pot, and I'm going to keep this one. I'm going to let the cookies slide through. Although, maybe if I have the pot, I'm going to need the cookies later.
Maybe.
So, anyway, yeah, 34-year-old.
Wow.
He was arrested back in March of 2020. Surveillance video showed he was going through the parcels and, yep, found some weed.
Interesting.
Who would send weed through the mail? I mean, really.
Oh, you would probably be amazed at the things that are sent through the mail.
Yeah, I guess. I just...
You probably have no idea.
I sent my melted chocolate advent calendars. I say melted. They were in the truck one day. It got warm. You know, it started out as 30-some degrees in the morning, and it got to 70, and then I opened the cab door and got, gosh, it's at least 80 in here. I don't know. Well, your five and dine has to do with chocolate.
It does.
So you're making candy. What do you think that the temperature? This is milk.
I don't
this
recommend
is milk chocolate.
I don't too, recommend. So. What can happen is when you do that, like the one for five and dine today.
Mm-hmm.
If you end up shipping it, if there's a lot of temperature changes, it can kind of make the chocolate look kind of cloudy, and it's not pretty and shiny like you would want it to be.
Doesn't affect the taste necessarily.
No, not necessarily. But it's not as pretty as it would be if you just made it and then. You know, just hand-delivered it. That might be better.
Well, since we just teased it and we're close to the time,
yeah,
I think you're going to want to sit down and listen to this one today because
it's
delicious. It is very detailed, and there are a lot of rooms for error. I could not make this candy.
Yes, you could.
I don't think I could.
Why?
Because of my ADD. I'd like, okay,
well, yeah,
that's going to be...
you can't get it boiling and then walk away.
Well,
you can't do that.
Yeah, but there were so many different aspects.
Well, let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Now, let me start by saying that Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at Epidel Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they have everything you need for your holiday tables this year. If you want to make a special order, you can do that. Just call F&L and talk to one of their many talented butchers, and they'll take care of getting you what you need for the holidays because they're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. So I'm giving recipes this week that are foodie gifts that are appropriate to give as a Christmas gift.
Okay.
Some folks, you know, they don't want another tchotchke, but if they have a delicious handmade gift like this, mm-hmm. it's you know, it's a real pleasure for them. This is a salted dark chocolate almond toffee. If you don't like dark chocolate, you can use milk chocolate, but why?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So this is what you have to do. You're going to start by preheating your oven to 300 degrees, and you're simply going to roast some almonds. All right, that's going to bring a lot of flavor to the toffee. So you're going to roast some, and then you're going to chop some for the top. All right, And so basically you're going to roast those in the oven for about 15 minutes and set it aside. See, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Line a 12 by 17 inch jelly roll pan with a parchment paper. Set that aside. Then you're going to melt your butter, and you're going to stir that until it's melted down. And then you're going to add in some water, some regular sugar, salt, and corn syrup. Stir it until the sugar dissolves, and then you're going to use, this is the key.
Okay.
You have to have a decent candy thermometer.
Got it.
Then you're going to clip that candy thermometer on the side of your pan. You don't want it touching the bottom. You just want it in the mixture. And then you're going to stir it until it comes to a boil. Once it starts boiling, you stop stirring. Okay?
Okay.
You're going to get to around 235 degrees on your thermometer. Then you're going to stir in your toasted whole almonds. And then you're going to then cook the candy until it reaches 290 degrees. Mm-hmm. Turn the stove off and remove the pan from the heat. Pour it onto the jelly roll pan over those over the pan. Smooth it into an even layer. It's going to be thick. It probably won't spread all the way to the edges. Allow it to cool for just a little bit. Then you're going to sprinkle your chopped chocolate on top. And that's going to melt that chocolate, and you're going to spread it into an even layer, and then sprinkle it with the top of the crushed almonds, and press it down, and you're done.
Mm.
Refrigerate it, break it, package it.
Wow.
It's not that hard.
Okay.
You just have to have the candy thermometer. Don't try to make it without it.
Okay, and a long attention span. Which I tend not to have.
You probably need to have Kara with you. I'm just saying. Well, who am I talking about? She burns the flatbread. So, oh, man. Five and Dine, brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're located on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, stock up on Family Pack Boneless Pork Chops, $2.29 a pound. Family Pack Bone-in assorted pork chops are $1.79 a pound. Boneless chuck roast are $5.49 a pound. Grade A large eggs are $1.59 a dozen. Save on Dole bananas, 49 cents a pound. And be sure to sign up for the VIP Savings Club. Text FL Market to 833-605-1804. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
8:52, we're about to wrap this December 1st show up here in just mere moments.
You know, on Fridays, we have Friday Funnies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we didn't get to have that last week because, you know, we took off for Thanksgiving. But we had a comedian on one time that said he wanted to start a thing where people who had kids and gave them stupid names would lose their privilege to name children, and then you know they should bring somebody in to name them. I've begun to think that maybe that's the true with people who are getting new dogs. The new look at 2021's most popular pet names has been released by Rover.com. And while the usual names like Max, Bella, Oliver, and Luna remain favorites for dog and cat owners, you have an Oliver.
I do.
We have a Bella. Bryce's dog is Bella, he didn't name her. So those are popular names. Apparently, pandemic-inspired names are on the rise.
Oh, brother.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
See, these people should not be allowed to have dogs. This is abuse. The use of Fauci for man's best friend jumped 270%. That tells you right there they don't like dogs just because they named them that.
That would give some people a reason to kick the dog.
I'm just saying. Exactly. Well, so let's name it COVID. That rose by 35%.
No.
Yeah, people naming their dog. I guarantee you there's some dumb person out there who's named their kid COVID. I guarantee you. There is. Pet owners were also inspired by working from home technology.
Mm-hmm.
Rover saw a significant increase in animals named Zoom, Siri, and Google.
Why not Alexa?
I don't know.
Yeah. Alexa, give
here,
me
Alexa.
My dog.
Here, Alexa. Come on. Can you imagine what kind of craziness that's going to...
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Alexa. Yes? The dog's so confused.
Yeah.
The number one trending dog name in the country was Grogu.
What?
From Disney's The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even
Mandalorian.
Say. Mandalorian.
Yeah, I've not watched it. My son watches it.
Yeah, Mandalorian.
Yeah, I think that's how it's pronounced. Am I right on that, Trey?
Hmm. All right. Well, apparently that's the number one.
Okay.
Choice. I think they're all terrible. So I'm not a fan. Personally, I don't think that's a great name. But if you want to see the entire list, you can go to rover.com and you can see, the complete list of those. It's just terrible. Those are terrible, terrible names.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think it's even worse because a dog can't grow up and like change its name legally.
No, it can't. It can't.
Whatever name they have.
I mean,
I didn't name Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would not have named Buddy.
Right.
I would have probably named him something else.
Mm-hmm.
I am curious to know if Winston or Baxter made the list.
Mm-hmm. You imagine like I got to be careful. Anyway, for people that would put dogs' names across like the head of their carrier, mm-hmm. Somebody that has a Yorkie.
Right.
and, like the dog next to you, it's let's just say it's a Heinz 57's dog. Smart dog, but looks over and said, really, Oliver? What do you live in, 03? Or something like
something
that.
So, we've been talking about the self-checkouts. We don't love them, but they've become a normal part of life now. Walmart has had to pay out $2.1 million to a woman they accused of shoplifting.
Okay.
The Alabama woman says she was falsely arrested for shoplifting at Walmart and then threatened by the company after her case was dismissed, has been awarded $2.1 million in damages. A Mobile County jury ruled in favor of Leslie Nurse of Sims.
Mm-hmm.
News outlets reported, Nurse said in a lawsuit she was stopped in November of 2016 while trying to leave the Walmart with groceries she'd already paid for.
Huh.
She said she used the self-checkout, but the scanning device froze.
Huh.
Workers would not accept her explanation.
Wow.
She was arrested for shoplifting.
Gee.
Her case was dismissed a year later, but when she received letters from a Florida law firm threatening a civil suit if she didn't pay $200 as a settlement.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That was more than the cost of the groceries she was accused of stealing.
Okay.
She said Walmart instructed the law firm to send the letters, and she wasn't the only one receiving them.
How about that?
They're saying Walmart has engaged in a pattern and practice of falsely accusing innocent Alabama citizens mm-hmm. of shoplifting and thereafter attempting to collect money from those innocently accused.
Hmm.
WKRG reported that the trial featured testimony that Walmart and other major retailers routinely use such settlements in states where laws allow it, and that Walmart made hundreds of millions of dollars this way in a 2-year period.
Holy cow.
Defense attorneys for Walmart says the practice is legal in Alabama. That don't make it right.
No.
A spokesperson told them that the company will be filing motions in this case because it doesn't believe the verdict was supported by the evidence and the damages awarded exceeded what is allowed by law. All right. This does not take brain surgery to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
If she paid for that with her debit card, and most people do, very few people are going to nowadays use cash.
Sure.
Clearly, they were able to show that she had paid for the groceries.
Right.
I mean, a simple bank statement would show
sure,
it.
Sure,
clear
it's
it up.
Electronic. Yeah.
I mean, my goodness, I could pull it up on my mobile app now and go, mm-hmm. here you go.
Right. Yeah.
I've been charged.
Yep.
I bet you she'll end up getting that.
I bet you too.
Interesting.
The thing about the Walmart ones, at least the ones I've experienced, is they have a camera too.
Mm-hmm.
You see your image.
I stick my tongue out at it every
time. Do you
time.
Really?
I do. I make a face.
I bet you they watch those videos later.
And just laugh and laugh?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have video footage of me dancing through the frozen foods aisle when the lights come on. Probably.
I tell you what, I saw an amazing dancer at Lowe's the other day.
At Lowe's?
At Lowe's. I was getting paint brushes, okay?
Okay.
And Rocking Around the Christmas Tree came on.
Ah.
And it's just out of the corner of my eye, I saw something going on. And it was the girl from... She works with Lowe's, but she's the one standing near the self-checkouts because there's somebody always monitoring, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, she was getting her groove on.
Hey, there you go.
And so when I walked out to her, I said, young lady, because she was probably about 30, I said, you really rocked that Rockin' the Christmas Tree song. I just want you to know I saw you on the paint aisle. Anyway.
Did she love it?
Oh, she got a good laugh
That's
out of it.
Funny. All right, we'll be back tomorrow morning. Look forward to spending Thursday with you. It's Life Hack Thursday.
It is.
We'll see you then.
Make today awesome.